Bob, I was wondering when you was going to wake up.
We're on in five.
Oh, yeah,
four,
sure.
Three, two.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
All right, let's do this.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Okay, there's two things wrong with that statement there. For a piece of the promised land, they don't want you to have that anymore. Yeah, that American dream, owning that home, owning that property. No, that's not part of the agenda. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The other part of that is, do we produce hardworking men in this country anymore? Got a lot of computer geeks and stuff just sitting around, a lot of gamers, a lot of, let's see, what do they call that? when the guy is, you know, effeminate and not, you know, metrosexual. That's right. I go back to the a show that we had 2 years ago. And we were talking about illegals, and I actually had a rancher call and say, I'll hire illegals any day over what we're putting out now because they work hard. It's like, wow. Well, that's, you know what? That's kind of the culture that they have. Because they know what it means to put in a hard day's work to survive. Generations now don't have to know how to survive because they can survive off the government. That's what we have created. Let's see. Julianne, no, the stats aren't on my website for the Fauci ouchie versus the vaccine because that's just from the CDC, which actually I didn't get to all of the information. This is the latest VAERS download. It happened actually on the 27th, so it's a week and a half old. So this is just incredible. Our deaths now, the death count from the Fauci ouchie, and remember, VAERS is voluntary reporting. So that is, it's interesting because the VAERS number don't really reflect what's going on because it's voluntary and it's actually really hard to get a doctor to put information into this. On the other, so they're lower than they should be. On the other hand, COVID deaths, COVID cases are overinflated. So now balance the two out. Deaths from the Fauci ouchie, 13,911 just in this country. Worldwide, it's close to 30,000. And I suck at math because actually it's 35,000. Sorry about that. Permanent disability. Permanent. Kind of like our lieutenant from the Department of Corrections here in Northern Nevada, who took the shot to be a good steward of management, of leadership, who died for a full 3 minutes and now is learning to walk and talk again. Permanent disabilities, 18,098. Life-threatening injuries, 14,327. This is not something to mess with. Have a little something here for you from a medical professional. Works in the industry. Last week, it was so sad. A woman waited until the shot was approved. Figured she'd just wait until it was approved. Then the hype came out from the media, the non-investigative media, that the shot was approved. COVID-19 vaccine approved by FDA. Not the one that we give. No, it was bait and switch. Even the Epoch Times picked up on that. Of course, they are investigative media. So what happens when people think they're doing good and they take the vaccine in the industry and then this happens?
Yeah, little information on the COVID-19 vaccination. And I hope you watch the whole thing because there might be a twist in it that you didn't expect. I'm a respiratory therapist. I've been on the front lines of the COVID-19 battle since day one up until now. I am fully vaccinated. Final vaccine was May the 6th, 2021. About 2 weeks after that, that's when the trouble started. I now take, which I never took ever before, till the vaccine, gambapentin. It's close pronunciation. I take that for neuropathy pain throughout my body in various places. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams for pain that I just can't stand. Because of the vaccine, I have a compromised immune system, which that compromise caused a weakened heart. Just got out of the hospital 3 days ago. I was in there for 8 days. Had to have my heart cardioverted, which for those of you who don't mean, means they put the paddles on my heart and shocked it back into rhythm. I now take Eliquis for blood clots, $1,000. I now take Metoprolol, which makes your heart contract stronger and keeps the beat regular. For the immune system, I take doxycycline, and I take cephalexin also. Both of those are antibiotics to try to keep me from catching anything that might come my way and then compromise my heart, because that's what happens. Never had that problem until after the vaccine. Never had a heart problem in my life. Never took a heart pill. So, for all you people that scream at everybody that they're unvaccinated, I take these medications for you. This one, this one, this one, this one, and that one. And that's so I can play nice in the sandbox with you people.
Yep. I can only bring you the information. I can only bring you the stories. And you have to make up your own mind. That's the thing. Is nobody else is bringing you these stories here locally. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And speaking of Northern Nevada, the Reno City Council is looking at what to do, again, this is a huge payoff. A huge payoff for a biological weapon. The Federal American Rescue Plan Act funds. Basically, the COVID stimulus package. You push this, we'll give you money. $1.9 trillion around the United States. This is just a joke. Well, Nevada wants your feedback on how to spend it. And even just the thought of what they're putting the money to. So here locally, we have a new position, COVID coordinator. $90,000. Initially, it was funded through the fire department, but now, you know, now they're getting their own money. And that's just the start of it. Stick around. I'll have more on how your tax dollars, our tax dollars, are being spent. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, it's the Monica Jay Show.
Strong, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning when the sun didn't shine.
Oh, yeah.
I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
So what's the company store? This is exactly what we're getting into with socialism, communism, and Marxism once again. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. That's what it is. Basically, you will own nothing and be happy. The immortal words of Klaus Schwab. And we're seeing this now. You do the job. We'll give you enough money to survive if you just stay in your lane, stay in your place. Is that what we're seeing with the coronavirus aid, the Relief and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act? Are we seeing it now with the American Rescue Plan Acts Fund? You know, none of this stuff would be necessary if they actually didn't pull this garbage on us. So J.W. Hodge, the city director of policy and strategy, advocated for 4 immediate projects that include a COVID coordinator position for $90,000. Yeah. Others are hybrid meeting technology, $200,000. See, they don't want you. I mean, you might start noticing this, people eating their dinners in their cars, people not going to gyms to exercise. Now they've got their Peloton and their mirror and all that good stuff so they can stay at home. They don't want you on the roads. They don't want you driving places. This is all part of the Green New Deal. Premium pay for Volunteers of America staff for $480,000. An additional $490,000 in city council discretionary funds for projects to be split among the 7-member board. Hodge said that eligible use of Rescue and Act dollars are as follows. supporting, again, it's like the seatbelt law. You know, you don't get the money if you don't stay in the guidelines of what we want you to spend it on. Supporting public health response, addressing negative economic impacts, premium pay for essential workers earning less than $75,000 annually, replacing public sector, so there's the medical field payoff, replacing public sector revenue, and down at the bottom of the list, improving water, sewer, and broadband. You know, it's never about paying off bills or fixing infrastructure. The money is always spent on new projects. New projects. So if you would like to give a little feedback on Washoe County's $91.6 million, on Sparks's $16.2 million, log on to NevadaRecovers.com. NevadaRecovers.com. And take the survey. By the way, I found it very interesting that once I took the little survey, NevadaRecovers.com, I went over here to events. Oh, you can see what they're doing. No, you can't see what they're doing. Thank you for your interest in Nevada Recovers events in your area. After creating an account below, you will be able to view Washoe, Carson, Douglas, and Story County events. Please check back often as we will be adding new events. This page is for members only. To get access to this page, join or log into this member area. Your tax dollars, funding whatever, but this page is members only. So you don't get access unless you give them your information. Yeah. Nevada recovers my ass. I hope you're following how all this is going. It's about your money. Why is the double down from lawmakers, whether it be because they will tell you one thing to your face. Oh, yes, vaccines, that's it, your body, your choice. That, you know, that should never be a question. And yet they continue to vote for things like mandatory shots for your children that are having a devastating effect. But when it comes to making sure you have access to the information that you need or are just even curious about, nope, you're cut off. It goes back to the do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. One of the things that I did want to throw out there, just in case this doesn't have you revved up enough. I know we talk a lot about what schools are teaching kids. But this is pretty outrageous as we sit here at September 6th. So in 5 days, we will be commemorating the 20th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. This is coming from PJ Media. Virginia public schools to focus on Muslims as victims in teaching about 9/11 on attack's 20th anniversary. Remember what we've said about the rewriting of history. It's a dangerous game. And these guys are in full-blown lying mode. It's the Monica Jay Show. 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Been meaning to share this for a couple of days now for our hunters out there on this Labor Day. Wow. This is a serious issue here. Idaho Fish and Game confirm hemorrhagic disease in multiple dead deer. Wow. This is in the Clearwater area. EHD. Epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Officials believe the disease will spread until cooler weather arrives in the region. This is coming out from KHQ up in Idaho. Interesting that this is coming out. So they're asking that, you know, if you're disposing of a deer carcass, that you actually take it to a certain location. But then we come across this story from the USDA, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services. Questions and answers, results of study on SARS-CoV-2 in white-tailed deer. Are they injecting deer, white-tailed deer, with this virus? Remember, this is a man-made virus. So how is it showing up in deer? White-tailed deer, to be exact. And now you have white-tailed deer in Idaho that have hemorrhagic disease? Those two stories are on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. Just in case you'd like to make some connection. Today's poll question at the same location. Would you be willing to eat at a restaurant if it banned Biden supporters? Now, yes, that question is intended as a joke, but think about it how when Trump supporters were banned. Think about it when White House staff were driven out of restaurants. But see, here's the deal. People aren't making such a big deal out of this as they did when it was the Trump supporters. Because the unifier in chief has actually brought people together in despising Joe Biden for the lies, for the blood on his hands. I find it very interesting. Today's poll question and Friday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's parents are being encouraged to keep their kids home from school today or before September 10th. Remember, tomorrow is the big walk out of work day, especially if your work is saying that you have to have a shot to work there. How much do you really love your job. That's the hard part. So many people have been in careers for decades. They love the people that they work with. They love the fact that they get to do what they want to do. But now, as a corporation, yeah, they're being forced to decide. Decide between your life or your job. And then you have to wonder for yourself, all these Afghan refugees that are being brought in, the open border policy we have on the southern border, looks to me as though people will be there to fill your job. It's all the same agenda. Just look it up. 2030. World Health Organization, Davos, World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations. Sad part is we're already well into this. And people are still not even acknowledging it. And until you do, until we see our mama and papa bears out there saying, you're not doing this to my kids. That's what their greatest fear is. Us standing up and saying no. And this isn't just a United States issue. This is a worldwide issue. And all you have to do is look to Australia to see how the world is going to be run. How their military is, and law enforcement, are beating innocent people because they're standing up for their rights. Parents are being encouraged to keep their kids home from school today or before September 10th. Do you agree with that tactic? 50% said yes. 50% said no. Tomorrow is the Great American Walkout. Walking out of schools, walking out of businesses. I believe it's supposed to be at 10 o'clock. It's your right. What do you choose to do with it? Quick text here. I was listening to your show just a bit ago this morning, and I do Uber, so I don't get to hear the doctor's name on the video you played on the air on your talk show about the vaccine and all the complications. Could you direct me to where to find it and his name? His name is Dr. McDowell, and actually, I have the link to it on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. It's a BitChute video. Because goodness knows, if it was on YouTube, it would have been canceled. It would have been taken off already. BitChute, Rumble, actually standing up for freedom of speech. But see, here's the deal. It's not just freedom of speech. It is freedom of information. Freedom of information, knowing the facts. If a doctor gives you a diagnosis of something, what are you encouraged to do? Get a second opinion. Well, you don't get a second opinion when it comes to something Fauci says. And as Dr. McDowell actually goes through all of this information, it's quite interesting. From the dawn of when these injections came about, treatments came about, Dr. Fauci's name is right there along with the scandals. People asked me months and months, and even actually a year ago. Why does Trump have Fauci out there out front? And I'll give you the same answer now as I gave you then. To expose him. To let him hang himself. Which is pretty fascinating because Dr. McDowell in this video, towards the end, it's a 24-minute video, and it is, if I had my druthers, I'd play the whole thing for you to make sure you heard it. Because he goes into the comparisons of when he lied to Congress. Every time he's asked a question, he's like the John Kerry of answers. He flip-flops. He goes back and forth. Wow, I've been doing this too long to make a John Kerry reference. So there you have it. 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. And actually, I just put it up a few minutes ago. So, oops, I guess it would help if I published it. There we go. Now I can log out. So it is on my webpage. It's under today's date. Not today's date, but the week of date. You can find it. Also, some good information there. With things that are going on, I made sure to put the Veterans Crisis Hotline on there as well. People don't like to be forced to do things. And people don't like to wake up to the fact that they've been forced to do things that maybe weren't right. We have to embrace our military men and women right now. Well, we should have always embraced them. I wish I was old enough to understand during the Vietnam War. Because our troops would have not have been spit on had I had a voice back then. And they won't be spit on now. Because as we see very clearly now, this is all because of the military-industrialized complex. This is about the war machine, the business, and the money-making of wars. It's not about ideology. It's about oil. It's about gold. It's about precious metals. It's about money. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's time to get a look at the roads and then also wrap up the show. But before we do any of that, I, in my hot little hands, have a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles, one of the best restaurants around. And not just because of their food, because of their customer service as well. You'll feel like family. So, caller number 3 at 884-9910. 884-9910, a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles. Good luck to you. 884-9910.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Big congratulations going out to Wendy. Wendy from Carson City. She picked herself up a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a holiday. I just want to make you smile. I want to make you feel good because of all the other garbage that's going on. We got our fires burning, but the firefighters are working hard. And now that it got close to the casinos, of course, you know, things have stepped up and the fire is being subdued. Well, at least the Caldor fire. Dixie fire still raging. I just received this Vietnam flashback. That's how I felt. Zippo lighter engraving off the web. We are the unwilling, led by the unqualified, doing the unnecessary for the ungrateful. Boy, ain't that the truth. We are the unwilling, led by the unqualified, doing the unnecessary for the ungrateful. That kind of sounds like Border Patrol, doesn't it? Those people are so unappreciated. Another quick text here. President Eisenhower warned us during his presidential exit speech about the military-industrial complex. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I like this. The sooner Americans admit to themselves that Democrats are communists, the sooner we can begin repairing the damage they have done. Yep. Oh, this is fantastic. If you're planning on getting the vaccine to protect me and others, I'm publicly declaring that you are off the hook. I would never ask you to set yourself on fire to keep me warm. This is the problem with a media owned by, drum roll please, the pharmaceutical companies. They buy in to, if you follow, there's another video on my webpage, 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. And it's really easy. All you have to do is go up into the left-hand corner, pull down the schedule, click on weekdays, and then everybody's picture pops up. Click on my picture. It'll take you to my page. Again, it's my page. Evans Broadcast Company has nothing to do with my page and what I post on there. You know, Jerry will give me suggestions every once in a while, but they don't control the content. I put that on there from me to you. So please watch the videos, especially watch the videos about the money flow. You know, it's not just a quip. Follow the money. The money is tied into everything. It's tied into the media. It's tied into the politicians. It's tied into the healthcare industry. It's tied into the doctors. It's tied into the scientists. And until you find those ones who are independent, who don't rely on those grants, who don't rely on that money coming in, and, you know, fudge the numbers or what they're actually saying. And if you don't think that that's local media here in Northern Nevada, go look at one of the best examples of the reading from the script of all the different television sites, news organizations, and you will see some familiar faces from right here in Northern Nevada. It's sad, but it's the reality that we live in. Money makes the world go around. So until we decide of what's important, you know, that general that stepped down, was he a general? I think he was underneath that, but resigned his commission because he wanted answers on Afghanistan. Now, he might even serve some jail time, so they're threatening him with that. Guess what? He's not backing down because it was the right question to ask and it was the right thing to do. We need to start bypassing this so-called leadership and just do the right thing. That's what's important. That's where we find our character. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. So does he.